Everyone longs to find a great partner in life and has hopes to develop a happy and healthy relationship with them. We all want to find ourselves in a situation where we feel true and utter happiness. For many people, it takes exploring a relationship, and sometimes many relationships, before we find a successful one. Many times it's not even about finding a certain type of relationship, but more so creating a relationship that will provide the kind of love, security, and partnership that we want. Whether relationships are short or long in duration, people in 2017 have truly begun to take the cake when it comes to breaking up in the worst possible ways. This is why I decided to create a list of the worst possible ways to break up with someone. Here's the list. 1. Breaking up via text message, email, or voicemail. This method of breaking up is an incredibly cold-hearted one. As well, this method is very, very, very impersonal. The longer the relationship, the more inappropriate it is to terminate it by these methods. You should definitely have the talk when you want to break up with someone. These are very cowardly ways of breaking up. 2, ghosting and completely disappearing without a word. Ah, the lovely disappearing act. Everyone needs and deserves some type of closure. Even the horrible text message breakup gives a tiny bit of closure, despite how awful that method is. When someone ghosts and completely disappears, it leaves the other person guessing and many times imagining the worst. The person who is ghosted might even pursue you harder because they won't know or understand what happened. This is more than selfish. This method wastes people's time and emotions. This is yet another cowardly way of breaking up. 3, with anger, bitterness, and resentment. Ending with an intensely passionate argument where people use emotional weapons to battle, screaming or shouting, name-calling, making threats, harassing, publicly embarrassing them, or even burning a bridge when it's not truly necessary, are all forms of bad breakups. Breakups should be handled better than stooping so low as to name-calling, etc. You were an adult when you started the relationship, so act like one when it doesn't work out. Take the high road and at least try to maintain cordial, wishing each other the best. 4, waiting until you're intimate. This is one of the nastiest ways to break up with someone. Whether the person was a virgin or simply trusted you, this is not only a bad way to break up, but it's a heartless and very cruel way of taking advantage of someone. Having empty intimacy and misleading people through mind games, etc., is the worst. When people mislead others in such a way, sure, karma might bite them back eventually, but it can take a lot of healing time for the person affected, and it's truly an unfortunate, selfish act. And last but not least, 5, bad timing. To selfishly break up at a totally inappropriate time, it's the worst. True, there's never a good time to break up with someone, or be broken up with for that matter. But there's a time and a place for everything. For example, not before someone's big meeting on their birthday, or even right after your birthday. Don't wait for your gift and then peace out. Ew. Also, when someone is going through a genuinely hard period in their life, and possibly even lost someone close to them, don't break up too soon. Be decent enough to recognize that timing is everything.